A quick recap. When he was 17, Clark Porter was sentenced to 35 years in prison for robbing a St. Louis post office. He spent a total of 15 years in two supermax prisons. When he got out in 2001, he changed his life. He went to college and got a master's degree in social work. He now works at the Federal Probation Office in St. Louis. Porter's story is not much different than those of the men sitting in a room at the Eagleton Courthouse in St. Louis. The only difference is these men have one foot back in prison. They're in a program called Project Redirect because they've committed what probation officer Lisa White calls technical violations.
When we start with them, it's a given. They're going back to prison. And when we finish, many of them won't. I mean, obviously we can't save them all, but we save most.
White and Clark Porter created Project Redirect, an intense 7-month program that consists of community service, a job search, and something called moral recognition therapy. White says it's also a support group. They build people up.
A lot of these guys, you know, like I said, they're dealing with substance abuse. They're dealing with homelessness. They're dealing with what we call baby mama drama.
Most of the ex-offenders in the program have drug offenses. And Clark Porter says it's important to know why they have these offenses to keep them from going back to their old ways.
The uneducated black man growing up in the inner city, you know, he either got McDonald's or he got dope. So what you think he going to choose? Same thing you would choose. You're going to choose one that's going to pay better. And dope pays sometimes.
Porter says revoking someone's probation for not finding a job or for substance abuse serves no purpose because when they get out, they're still not going to have a job and they're still going to have an issue with drugs. He says there's guys in the program that have gone from using every day to being clean and sober.
Did it serve our interest to lock them up or did it serve our interest to get them clean? Because if you're clean, we ain't got to worry about knocking somebody in the head for a shot of dope. If you're clean, we can start focusing on getting them employed and having them paying into the system.
But getting those in Project Redirect to get on the straight and narrow is no easy task for Clark Porter.
He got to put up with a lot of knuckleheads. He got to put up with a lot of people that's not going to listen.
Lamont McGee spent 13 years in federal prison for drug conspiracy. His probation officer put him in the program because she didn't think McGee was looking for a job. But he says he was making money doing yard work in his neighborhood.
I got a program. They told me, okay, you have this company. We want you to legitimize it. So that's what I did.
McGee also works for a moving company. He's paying back child support and reconnecting with his three daughters. Stories like McGee's are becoming more common in Missouri's Eastern District. That's especially good news because this district is tasked with supervising the highest risk caseload with the most violent repeat offenders. Yet they have a fairly low recidivism rate, ranking 43 out of 93 districts. Chief Probation Officer Doug Burris is proud of the department's success, and he often reflects on how far Clark Porter has come. Recently, Burris sent Porter to Washington, D.C. to attend a regional White House meeting, and he found himself reflecting on Porter's journey.
Because the last time the government paid for him to fly, he was in handcuffs and belly chains on his way to a maximum security prison. And he went from that to having the government pay for him to fly to a meeting with White House officials.
Clark Porter doesn't dwell on his past, and he and Lisa White advise those in Project Redirect not to dwell on theirs. White says Porter owns his mistakes, but they don't define him. I'm Julie Bierock, St. Louis Public Radio.